Welcome back to the Action Ignited podcast with your co-hosts Jason Hogarth and Izam Hadahat. For those tuning in for the first time, this is our Actionable Insight series where we bring you a bonus episode, including the powerful quote of the day. Let's kick this thing off.
Today's quote is, "You will face many defeats in life, but never let yourself be defeated," by Maya Angelou. So first thing that comes to mind for me, just, and I think it's because of my profession, in sales, you get a lot of no's on a daily basis, especially if you're cold calling a lot. You know, you'll get some very nice, polite no's, you'll get some never call me agains, and some other things where it's just, you know, profanities just being screamed at me. So it's the sales really is the perfect representation of kind of like a life journey of where there are a bunch of challenges. There's a bunch of no's, there's a bunch of what feels like no progress, but then you get that sale or you achieve that thing in life. And it's like just polar opposite emotion, polar opposite reaction feeling. So I feel like it's helped me develop this muscle to really look at quote unquote defeat or the no's in a much different light, because I get told no a lot more than I get told yes in this job. It's just the nature of it, especially like when you're going high volume of calling and things like that. So it's just a muscle that's gotten built for me. And the biggest thing is, as soon as you give up and you stop making those calls, then you're never going to get to the people that are going to say yes, are going to take the meeting. And, you know, translating that to real life, it's the same thing. Like if you give up too soon, you'll never know what you're going to get. I always think of that image. There's two guys and they got the pickaxe and they're swinging it through the dirt. And one of them stops right before getting to the gems or the diamonds. And the other one's a little bit behind, but it's just going slow and steady, trying to build up that momentum. And he's going to get to the diamonds because he won't be the one that gets defeated.
You know what it is? We need more reps. Sometimes it's just more reps to prepare you for that moment. I want the listeners out there to really stop and think for a second of, how many times have you found yourself trying something new and beginning something new, and it may have not went the way you wanted at first, and then you just completely stopped? Or it started to go really well, then it backtracked, and then you completely stopped, and it's just an entire loop of it. We've talked about it in the fitness realm of things. If you're starting a new goal of weight loss or performance or whatever the case, you may see yourself moving linearly, going upward towards your goal and then going backwards and plateauing. And you don't want to let something that feels like defeat put you into this category of I'm defeated. So just keep going. As Jason said, it's like the sales calls. It's like the fitness goals that we're talking about. It's like the teams in sports that win the Super Bowl one year, lose another. They're not defeated. They try to come back and win it again. So see how you can use this towards your life. Look at it. Are you facing defeats in your life and looking at it that, hey, I am defeated? How can you flip your perspective there?
I love that example, not just because I love football, but because I think it's a really good one. One team, really in any sports league, one team wins the championship every year. Does it mean all 31 others had a complete failure of a season? Maybe some people view it that way. Like, I don't really view it that way because every team is in a different growth stage. Like some knew they weren't going to compete this year and they were just trying to get better as a team to figure out where they need to grow more next year. Same for you in your life. You know, you might not, you know, achieve your ultimate goal this year just because it's not a realistic timeline to do within one calendar year, but you can see all the right indicators. You can take a look back and reflect on yourself of, you know, I did get better at XYZ this year, but maybe I need to get better at ABC next year, and start to work on those weaknesses, double down on your strengths, and eventually get where you need to go. And that's a wrap for today's Actionable Insights series episode. Appreciate you all for tuning in today. Share it with a friend if it resonated with you. And until our next full-length episode, stay ignited.